has placed mankind under a government of two sovereign masters. Pain and pleasure, it is for them alone to point out what we ought to do, as well as to determine what we shall do. On the one hand, the standard of right and wrong. On the other chain of causes and effects are fastened to their throne. They govern us in all we do, in all we say, in all we think. Every effort we can make to throw off our subjection will serve but to demonstrate and confirm it. In words, a man may pretend to abjure their empire, but in reality, he will remain subject to it all the while. The principle of utility recognizes this subjection and assumes it for all the foundation of the systems, the object of which is to rear the fabric of felicity by the hands of reason and of law. Systems which attempt to question it deal in sounds instead of sense, in caprice instead of reason, in darkness instead of light. But enough of metaphor and declamation. It is not by such means that moral science is to be improved. Jeremy Bentham, an introduction to the principles of moral and legislation.